This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. At the invitation of the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulides, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus today. While in Nicosia, Prime Minister will hold talks with President Christodoulides and address business leaders in Limassol. In the second leg of his visit at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit. Prime Minister will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on 18th of June. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar appreciated France's strong support for India in the fight against terrorism as he concluded his four-day visit to France yesterday. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar held meetings with President Emmanuel Macron and his French counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot. The Ministry of External Affairs in a press release said that the two sides committed to fully implement the Horizon 2047 roadmap and defense industrial roadmap that were agreed between the two leaders. Both sides also expressed satisfaction in the advances made in bilateral cooperation in emerging sectors of technology, innovation, trade, investment, health, life sciences, education, talent mobility, museum cooperation and people-to-people ties. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Raidu informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes, which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. Gujarat Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi provided an update regarding the ongoing efforts to identify victims of the tragic London-bound Air India flight crash, noting that 19 DNA samples have matched so far, confirming the identities of several victims. Meanwhile, Air India also announced an interim financial assistance package of 25 lakh rupees for families of the deceased and the survivor in the tragic crash. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad said the diplomatic outreach initiatives led by 7 parliamentary delegations after Operation Sindoor and Pahalgam terror attack have resonated India's voice across the global platform in an unanimous manner. Talking to reporters yesterday, Mr. Prasad said through this diplomatic outreach initiative of the all-party delegation, India was able to express its concerns of terrorism and its right to defend its own citizens from the terrorism at global platforms. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to continue to strike hard at Iran and said Israel will strike every side and target of the Iranian regime. The Israeli premier said that the goal of the Israeli operation is twofold, to foil Iran's nuclear ambitions and to stop its ballistic missiles program. Israel launched attacks on Iran's capital, Tehran, on Friday that targeted its nuclear program and attacked its nuclear missile and military complex. In retaliation, Iran launched retaliatory strikes on Israel, with the conflict escalating further yesterday. Meanwhile, Iranian media has reported that an Israeli drone had struck a refinery in Iran's South Pars gas field, although Israel has not officially confirmed the strike. South Africa have clinched the first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championship Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, held its 28th Apex Council meeting last evening, during which a committee was formed to prevent cases like the stampede outside Bengaluru's M. Chinnaswamy Stadium after Royal Challengers Bengaluru made an Indian Premier League title win. The Apex Council confirmed the venues for India's upcoming white ball home series against New Zealand scheduled to be held in early 2026. India's Pranati Nayak clinched the bronze medal in the women's vault event at the Asian Artistic Gymnastics Championship 2025 in Jeonjin, the Republic of Korea, yesterday. This was Pranati Nayak's third bronze medal at the Asian Gymnastics Championships after landing on the women's vault podium in Ulaanbaatar 2019 and Doha 2022 earlier. And that is the end of this news bulletin.